Welcome everyone here joining us for our time to get to choose which hymns we sing. And we have a request for 249. Also welcome those of you that are already joined in on Zoom. So we're going to sing 249. There's a song in the air, and we'll do verses 1 and 4. 1 and 4 of 249. Please, I saw some folks looking in their hymnal. Can I have a hand request? Yes, Mary? Did I hear 251? 251. Go tell it on the mountain, number 251. And we'll sing verses 1 and 3 of 251. Selection. And how about another favorite hymn from someone? I'm waiting for a hand. I bet there's people on Zoom shouting things out that I can't hear. Did I hear one? Yes. 230, I heard. 230. O little town of Bethlehem, can we do verses 1 and 4?
Oh,
30. One more. I heard 219. Thank you, Deb. I'm trying to get there. What child is this? Number 219. Can we do verses 1 and 3? 1 and 3. 219. Everyone, for joining us for our hymn sing, and we will now continue with our worship service.
Thank you. Thank you, Colleen. Welcome, everybody, on a beautiful day. You know, that things that come up on your phone, a year ago it was snowing, so it is a beautiful day. Okay. We would like everyone, if you would, to sign the red pew pads so that we can count you as being here. And we would like to know that. And then we also have our December birthdays, and we have a slew of them still. Cameron Causey, Kelsey Bielstein, Carol Jones Grassel, Ron Park, Chris Smith, Sheila Cheatham, Martin Morales, Bill Wolters, and Sally Gibson. A lot of these people are not here, but they're still in our hearts. If you need and would like a December newsletter, they're out in the narthex. Just pick one up as you walk out the door, and if you'd like to have it emailed to you so you can read it online, just contact the church office. September 6th is our free Saturday movie, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, and it starts at 11 o'clock, and there's all kinds of good snacks you can get, but the movie is free, so come, join us. The group is getting larger. Be a little early, pick your seat. They're comfortable, it's wonderful. Deb always picks really good movies. January 10th at noon is the pastor's luncheon, and it will be $15 and Legend 8. And there's a sign-up sheet at the back of the church if you would like to sign up and go. So just so he knows how many people and how much food to buy. So do that. It's a good time, good fellowship to be had by all. Good way to meet your fellow congregation. We're the cereal church, and if you'd like to donate a few boxes of cereal or canned goods, anything else that would help, bring it to church, and there's a pew out back there that they just kind of build up on, and at the end of the month they are taken to the ICSC to distribute to families in need. And anymore, I think there's a lot of families in need. And then we have Stephen Michael is looking for gently used adult clothing for inmates. I would assume this is mostly men. So they don't need any dress clothes or Santa suits or suit coats. They need just regular good clothes. They'll take slippers, flip-flops, sneakers, t-shirts, casual shirts, pants, jeans. And you can bring them to the narthex, and Stephen will collect them there. Also, we're having caroling today, and you're supposed to meet at it says at 2 o'clock, but they would like you to be here at least 15 minutes early, so a quarter to 2, so they can kind of sort out the cars and everything, and then be gone at 2 o'clock, because they kind of have an agenda of where you're going to be at certain times. So if you would do that, that would be awfully nice. And then, excuse me, we have Hearts Grow, which is the second and fourth Sunday. Children can come before the sermon and stay until the end of fellowship time. It's a good Christian growth and worship experience for all ages, using arts to connect to the Creator. And it's held in the children's church room. And then there's a couple other things on your insert. The book club meets on December 19th at 10 a.m. in the Camellia Room, and the book that they're going to be discussing is Evening Class by Maeve Binchy. And the Christmas Eve service will be held regular Sunday service at 9:20, like always, and then there'll be a 7 o'clock candlelight service in the evening. Hope you're going to be there. And then also, there's an e-waste drive on January 13th between 9 and 12 in the parking lot of the church. So if you have things that you want to get rid of in a very legal way, bring them on down. It helps and everything. So that being all of the announcements, we'll now have the lighting of the Advent candle by the Genovese family.
Without God's intervention for salvation, the world was hopelessly lost in sin and its penalty. It is truly the good news of great joy that God, through Jesus, came to save sinners. Blessed are those who receive Jesus into their hearts and lives, for the very joy of Christmas is theirs to keep now and eternally.
Today we light the shepherd candle of joy.
Morning. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their throne, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." I'm nervous.
Let us pray. Dear God, doubts often shake our faith and fill our hearts with fear, but you are the God of Emmanuel. Please grant us Christmas joy once more so that we may celebrate your eternal presence with us. Amen.
And now, if you'll stand, if you're able, for the call to worship. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. If you say,
the Lord
is my
refuge,
then you make the Most High your dwelling. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. The hymn is Angels of the Realms of Glory, number 220.
Sages, live your content.
contemplation, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nation, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
And now it's time for the passing of the peace. Greet your neighbors.
I know, I saw him. I know, that's amazing. I know. We gotta.
I just don't want to pass out.
All right, let's see who we have online. We have all our faithful worshipers here in this beautifully decorated sanctuary and also on Zoom. Hello, Helen. So good to see you. Merry Christmas to you. And so happy to see June. And Jeanine has come to join us via Zoom. Hello, Jeanine. And who is here? We have Bill and April in here, but we have somebody named by Bill.
That's April.
That's April? April's here. I told April and Bill as they enter the sanctuary that only good-looking couples are allowed to be in here. And they were hesitant to come in. And I said, You pass, you come on in. So they are here, so good to see them. They always usually come on Zoom, but they are here today. And we have Alicia also. Welcome all, welcome all.
So if you have a joy or concern, raise your hand and Deb will come to you.
I want to start out with a couple things that have been passed on to me. First of all, Lorene Munoz, she had her scan and everything last week and has really good news that the kind of melanoma that she has in her right eye is something that's not what will spread to her brain, and they can fix it with one targeted radiation treatment, and then she should be good. No chemo, no nothing. So that is a big praise. And they wanted us to thank you all for your prayers. The other thing I wanted to report on is you remember Pat's niece Emily had Ren and Vianne, the little girls. Ren is in the hospital right now, and they're still trying to evaluate what's wrong, so please keep Ren and Emily and Aunt Allison and Aunt Pat all in your prayers. Okay, anybody else?
I just want to praise the fact that tomorrow I will have been married to this wonderful man for 57 years.
Whoa. Ooh,
congratulations. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
April, you are a good-looking couple.
I think you're both keepers.
Good morning.
God bless all of you, and Merry Christmas, and let's have a safe new year. I just wanted to share something that God has put in my life, in my heart. It took many years for, I have 5 daughters. My oldest went to be with the Lord. A rare cancer took her life. I think it was the age of 26. But this morning, I have my daughter, April. She's the second of the five. The second of the five. And then my 3 grandkids, Milo, Bailey, and Lee. But, you know, God's word never comes back void. So I wanted to give God the glory that it took many years, over 20-something years, for her to come into my life. Now, me and Gina's lives, and also Everett, he's at work, or getting ready for work. But I wanted to encourage or give God all the glory and honor and praises for, it took, April is about 30 years now. And it's been almost 2 months, going on a month and a half to 2 months that we've been together, learning each other. But God's word never comes back void. So my mom is with the Lord. She finished the race, so is my father, so has my father. So I'm working on mine. But his word, her prayers, my sister's prayers, and mine, and also Gina, that they're here in our lives. So the goal in my life and theirs is that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior and have a personal relationship with them. If nothing else, come out of a father and daughter relationship. But that's the goal. It's not about me, the father, or Gina. But while my daughter is listening, it's that they, whatever we have to do, even in our church here, thank you very much, with all respect, that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, Spoke.
Thank you.
Spoke can preach. You can preach. You are not nervous at all.
Good morning. I'm Trudy Baird, and I just want to say I'm so excited to see April and Bill. I've been, you know, we don't get to see each other very often. But my original comment was to welcome this young family and to let them know how happy I was. I lit up when I saw them come in with children, and I said, "We got children." And I love the sound of the children's voices and what they make to bring to our church. So I welcome you all.
Yes, absolutely. More children. We need more children. Who's the next volunteer to produce more children?
You're in that person.
My wife and I celebrate our 54th wedding anniversary on Wednesday.
Ooh.
We didn't get married quite as young as April and Bill did, so there's that.
I saw George coming. Where is he?
George
has
stepped out for just a minute.
Okay.
So he can use our support and our love and all of our prayers.
Absolutely. George, if you haven't heard, because I mean the prayer request and announcement went out through the prayer chain via email, but for some of you who may not know, he lost Marilyn, his dear wife, not long ago, and in Hawaii, and then they had all the burial in Hawaii. He had just come back to Yukaipa, so we want to give him our condolences and our support.
Hi, my name is Pat Shores. As Deb mentioned, I'm hoping lots of prayers for my family, Emily and her daughter, Brianne, who's in the hospital. But I also have some good news. Today is the, I'm not sure about the number, but I think it's the 67th anniversary of my best friend, Ruthie. She lives on the East Coast now, but she got married here in this church many, many years ago. And I just want to remember her because she's my best friend.
Thank you, Pat.
Hi, I got my bow patch and I got a third stripe because I did a good job in karate. And thank you so much and thank you for being done for us. And amen.
All right, Katie. Way to go, way to go. Yes.
Anyone else in the sanctuary? All right, if there's anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute. Go ahead, June.
Remember Joyce this morning. She's under the weather and couldn't come to church with me.
All right, we'll keep Joyce in our prayers. She's not feeling well. Anyone else?
No. Okay. If you'll join me in the unison prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we often stand at the fork and wonder which path to take. Our tendency points us to a smooth route to Jerusalem. The road to Bethlehem looks rugged and stiff. As the star led the Magi to Bethlehem, we need your guidance shining on our path. As you sent angels to announce the glad tidings of your coming, speak to us once more of the good news of Emmanuel through our journey. For your name's sake, amen.
Let us continue our prayers in silence. There are a lot that God has placed in our hearts and in our lives. And Christmas can be a very emotional time for many. And we want to give our support, our love, our care for all those whom that we can reach. So let's remember all of them in our prayers and all the prayer requests that has come up to our attention. Lord Jesus, you are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our eternal companion for the journey. You are always with us. As we go through different phases of our journey, O Lord, we experience pain and suffering in some places. We experience joy of living in some other places. It's not exactly a smooth path we walk on, O Lord. We sometimes doubt about your presence. We sometimes experience your mighty hand guiding us through the journey. Regardless of our ups and downs, O Lord, you are so faithful. You are walking this long journey with us. even during the moments when we do not recognize you, we doubt about your presence, doubt about your love, you are still there. How wonderful it is to be reminded of your presence with us, because you are the God of Emmanuel. That's your name, because you are with us. So may we humbly recognize your presence with us once more and give you thanksgiving and celebrate our life in you. We may see some problems, we may see some issues that cause us worry and get depressed. Regardless what we see, O Lord, we can still celebrate our life because of your eternal presence with us. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you that you have been so faithful. You have been with us in difficult times, in happy moments, and you have been there always, and you have guided us this far. And with your guidance, with your presence, we have come this far. So we thank you. Fill our hearts, O Lord, with the joy of living, that we may continue to celebrate our life in you. Our prayers goes out this morning, O Lord, for our loved ones and all those that we care for. And we just pray, O Lord, they too will experience that God is with them. So open our hearts, O Lord. Open the hearts of our loved ones that we may together celebrate this Christmas, recognizing your presence, experiencing your presence, experiencing healing that comes from your presence, experiencing the transformation of life that comes from your presence. So, Lord, we come together as we recognize your presence in our lives. You are there leading us on. You are there to guide us into the places to fulfill your will. You have the master plan for us from the beginning until the very end. And to you, to your will, to your plan, we yield ourselves once more and pray that you continue to use us, for we are your disciples. We are your vessel. We are your instrument to glorify your name. So as a community of faith, O Lord, we lift up our prayers together that we may glorify you. We may fulfill your will as long as we live on this earth. So now we join our hearts and prayers, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for the Young at Heart moment.
by Lisa Ton Berggren, art by David Hone. Mama, little cub asked one night, who invented Christmas? Was it Santa? No, Mama Bear said, God invented Christmas. God gave us Christmas. Is God more important than Santa? Oh yes, much more important, Mama said with a smile. The next morning, little cub sleepily climbed into her lap. Can we go find Santa, Mama? He lives round here someplace, I think. Santa is hard to find, said Mama, but we can go find God. God is everywhere. Yahoo! Cried little cub. I didn't know we could find God. Oh yes, Mama said, we can always find God. Little cub looked over her shoulder and whispered, can we leave them at home? Yes, Papa will watch over the little ones. You and I can go alone. We will go to find God. I will see how he gave us Christmas. Yes, little cub, you shall see how God gave us Christmas. The next morning, little cub and Mama filled their packs, kissed their family goodbye, and set off to find God and see how he gave them Christmas. They walked to the top of one mountain and down the next, and up another mountain where they set up camp. Little cub was so tired that she went right to sleep. But Mama nudged her while it was still dark. Mama, why are you waking me up? Because it's God, little cub. Come and see. What is that? Little cub asked in wonder as she watched the dancing lights in the sky. That is God at work, little cub. He sent his only son as a baby so that we would know light from dark. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is how God gave us Christmas. The next day they arrived at a huge lake. All at once, with a mighty roar, a chunk of ice cut away from the cliff and fell into the sea. What is that? Little cub asked, covering her ears and leaning into Mama. That is God, little cub. He is so powerful he can command the water to freeze and the glacier to melt. He is mightier than any king on earth. And because he is all-powerful, he made Jesus king of all kings. But Jesus was just a baby. How could he be a king? All kings begin as babies. God knew we would need someone we could touch and see and smell. Mama paused to sniff little cub's neck, making her giggle, to understand just how much he loved each one of us. Mama awoke little cub again before the sun came up. She pointed to the east at a star that had changed from green to red to green again and shot out in many points. Is that God again? Little cub asked, rubbing her eyes. Yes, Jesus is called the bright morning star. He is always with us, and he first came when God gave us Christmas. But what about Santa? Little cub asked. Did God give us Santa? Santa Claus reminds us about many good things like generosity and care. But it is God and Jesus that we celebrate most at Christmas. We always want to thank God for giving us Christmas. On the way home, Mama Bear stopped by a tiny flower peeking up from the hard frozen ground. Oh, you are too early, little flower, she said. Little cub, Jesus is like this flower, God in our world, living where you wouldn't expect him, surprising us. Christmas is a lot about surprises. Like presents. Yes, Jesus is the best present of all. And God would have given us that present even if it was only for you. Only for me? Only for you, little cub. God gave you Christmas. Mama and little cub came upon a church glowing with warm light. Soft voices reached out to them singing. What are they singing, Mama? About the night God first gave us Christmas, when Jesus was born. Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Would Jesus have come for mean old Maggie Moose or grumpy old Frankie the Fox? Little cub whispered. Maggie, Frankie, any of us.
Jesus is a present for everyone, grumpy or happy, mean or kind. God gave us all Christmas. Little Cub was glad to be back at home that night in her cozy bed. Thanks for showing me God, Mama. There isn't anything I'd rather do, sweet child, she said with a kiss. Night, night. Little Cub went to sleep and dreamed of bright stars and northern lights, of a king born as a tiny baby, angels singing over him. And woke up to Christmas. Yahoo! She cried. God gave us Christmas again. The end. May the light of Christmas shine in each one of us. May we love like God loves us. Amen.
Our next hymn is Silent Night, Holy Night, number 239.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon walls and mother and child, all the infants so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds crying at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Such a favorite. The scripture reading today is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. He came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him, to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. So good to see you. I mean, every time the Christmas season comes, I love to see this beautifully decorated sanctuary. It's so beautiful and so cozy being in here. I extend warm welcome to each and every one of you who has come to worship with us this morning, and I pray that each of you will have a visit from the Holy Spirit and even from an angel. I am about to share a message that I have never officially preached on. It's about the guardian angels. And since this is a topic that some of you may not be familiar with or may not even believe, I have to have a lot of biblical ground. So we're going to have a time of fun studying the Bible this morning. But let me first begin with a joke. A Hollywood director was shooting a big budget movie near an Indian reservation in the desert. One day, an old Indian chief in his grand outfit showed up to him and said, "Tomorrow rain." His appearance inspired reverence, and his deep voice carried an authority. But the director had a doubt about it. Sure enough, the next day it rained. A few days later, the old Indian chief on horseback hurried to the location, stood next to the director, and announced, "Tomorrow storm." So the director ordered his crews to secure all the equipment and brought a temporary halt to filming. Sure enough, the following day, there was a terrible storm. The filming would have suffered a considerable loss if it weren't for the chief's warning. The Indian chief's magical ability to predict weather hugely impressed the director, and he told his secretary to put the tribesman on the payroll. Thanks to the unconventional assistance from the chief, the filming progressed without interruption. However, after ensuing successful forecast, the Indian didn't show up for several weeks. Eventually, the director sent for him, saying, "I have to shoot a big scene tomorrow, and I am relying on you. What's the weather going to be like?" The old Indian shrugged his shoulders. "Don't know. Radio broken." The Indian chief appeared to be like a messenger with a supernatural power. He could foretell the weather, about which the director knew nothing. But in the end, he was no different than any man who had to rely on a man-made device. Is there such a thing as supernatural messengers who could tell what would befall you? The Bible says, angels are such messengers. Three angels played paramount roles during the first Christmas. The first angel was Gabriel. Gabriel appeared to the priest Zechariah while on priestly duty and foretold him that his wife would become pregnant and bear a son whose name should be John. 6 months later, Gabriel went to Mary and told her she would be the bearer of the Son of God. Right after Jesus was born, another angel appeared to shepherd in the field near Bethlehem and broke the birth news. Shortly after the visit from the Magi, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, warned him of Herod's threat, and told him to escape to Egypt. The arrival of the long prophesied Messiah was a pivotal moment in history. Salvation before the era of the Messiah was only possible through compliance with so many codes of conduct. Therefore, salvation was almost impossible because of human sinful nature. But the Messiah's arrival opened the way to salvation by his redemption. The world awaited the beginning of the new era for millennia, and angels were entrusted with heralding the dawning of the Messianic age. But there was more. The angels continued to appear at very critical moments of the Messiah. At the age of 30, Jesus was getting ready for his public ministry. His first step was preparation for ministry by fasting for 40 days. Satan tempted Jesus when Jesus became the most vulnerable and weak from fasting. Jesus successfully rebutted the temptation, and angels came and attended Jesus. Another moment of human weakness was found when Jesus faced the cross. In the Olive Garden, Jesus was in so much pain and prayed so hard, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. At this hour of trial, an angel appeared to Jesus and strengthened him. On Easter morning, an angel rolled back the stone entrance to the tomb and sat on it. The angel said to Mary Magdalene and Mary that Jesus rose from the dead and will meet his disciples in Galilee. Two angels appeared to the disciples after the ascension of Jesus and told them that Jesus will return in the same way they saw him go into heaven. And Jesus said that all the angels will accompany him when he will come back to the earth in glory. The Bible speaks of the presence of angels at every watershed moment during the life of Jesus. Before the first Christmas, at the time of temptation, when he was praying in the Garden of Olives during his final week, in the tomb on Easter morning, after his ascension, and at his return. In my opinion, this forms a ground for the presence of guardian angels in the life of believers. The angels appear throughout the life of Jesus, and to me that speak of the guardian angels in the life of believers in the same fashion. The guardian angel stayed with a believer throughout his or her life journey here on earth, as angels did during the life of Jesus. Now, the Bible has many other references to guardian angels, and I'm going to just give you three references. The first one is Jesus' word. Speaking of children, Jesus mentioned their angels. He said, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." The word of Jesus indicates that children have appointed angels who stay with them. The second reference is Psalm 91:11, which says, "He shall give angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." This is what actually Satan quoted when he tempted Jesus. This verse provides a couple of roles of guardian angel to charge over us and keep us. Thirdly, a guardian angel accompanied the people of Israel in the Sinai desert and led them into the promised land. In Exodus 23, God spoke to the people through Moses, "I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says." This word of God to the people recognizes a guardian angel and the people's need to listen to his guidance. Now, as we know, two angels in the Bible have names and distinct tasks. The angel Michael is the archangel and the warrior. The Christmas angel Gabriel is a messenger. And actually, you know, Gabriel is not, this is not the first time that Gabriel appeared. Gabriel appeared during the time of Daniel, while he was in the Babylonian captivity. He appeared to Daniel and spoke of the restoration of Jerusalem and the appearance and suffering of the Messiah. Isn't that interesting? Gabriel mentioned about the coming of the Messiah, and his role here is the same. Gabriel spoke of the first Christmas, the arrival of the Messiah, to Mary. Guardian angels share common tasks with Michael and Gabriel. They fight against the evil on behalf of believers. They carry messages from God, but they cover more roles. They are God's agent to carry out God's mission and purpose in the life of believers. They strengthen believers in their weaknesses, protect them from harm's way, help them fulfill God's will, and guide them throughout their earthly journey. The Protestant tradition does not talk about angels often, not to mention a guardian angel. An angel is not a frequent topic of our conversations and not popular studies of the faith. But the Bible testifies they are real. And maybe not all, but some believers at the least do encounter guardian angels in apparent manners. John G. Patton was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands, currently known as Vanuatu, which is located east of Australia. Hostile natives surrounded his mission headquarters one night, intent on burning the Pattons out and killing them. Pattons and his wife prayed all that night. At dawn, they were amazed to see the attackers turn and leave. A year later, the chief of that very tribe was converted to Christianity. Patton then asked him what had kept them and his men from burning down the house and killing them that night. The chief asked Patton a return question. "Who were all those men you had with you there?" Patton told him there had been no one except his wife and himself. But the chief insisted they had seen hundreds of men standing guard, big men in shining garments with drawn sword. And there are actually many, many other instances. In conclusion, guardian angels are God's messengers to individual believers. I mean, do you believe that you have given the guardian angel? I've never seen one. But the Bible says we do. What messages do they bring? King Ahaziah was hostile toward the prophet Elijah and asked Elijah to come to him. An angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and do not be afraid of the king." When Gideon was fighting against Midianites, an angel of the Lord appeared and said to him, "I will be with you. Peace, do not be afraid." The angel assured Gideon of victory. The angel Gabriel told Zechariah great news of his future son after he and his wife long passed the age of childbearing. He announced to Mary the most excellent news of the Messiah's arrival through her. In all these instances, the angels carry messages of calmness, confidence, peace, God's presence, and favor. God appointed guardian angels to each of us to deliver his message. What messages would they have for us? As we read, we know that Gabriel said to Mary, "You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. Nothing is impossible with God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you." And I'm confident that God's messages for us through the guardian angels would be similar along that line. So let us hear the voice of angels for each of us this morning. Do not feel down. Do not fear. God is with you. God has a plan for you. Amen.
Am I on? Yeah. Now would be the time for the offering of, you know, of our gifts and tithes. And as you know, that there's a plate at the back of the church, or you can take them into the church office or mail them in. And now we'll have a presentation of music by Lori Pertile and David Brown. Mary, did you know?
Get there.
Sons and daughters, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
This child that you deliver.
that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kissed your little baby,
when you kissed the face of God.
From whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power upleaves. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Lord Jesus Christ, as we stand before your cross this morning, we recognize you have given us the greatest gifts ever for ourselves. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the salvation you have given unto us. So we praise you for our personal salvation and give you this offering as our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for what you have done for us. Receive this offering of thankful heart and bless us, bless this offering. Bless the ministry of this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our final hymn is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 240.
And mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. With
angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ the highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord. In giant time behold him come, offspring of a virgin womb, veiled in flesh and God the sea, held incarnate deity. Please with us in flesh to dwell, he the Son Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, fills with healings in his feet. Mildly lays in glory lay, on that womb no more die. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Let us pray. Lord, we join the chorus of an angel, the guardian angel that you have placed in our life. We praise you. We adore you, we love you. And as long as we live, we will continue on praising you, lifting up to you our thanksgiving, that our life will be a continuation of praise and thanksgiving. So bless our journey, O Lord, that we may be the Asian in this world, that we may proclaim the good news of Jesus to all those who need to hear it. Therefore, send us forth with this mission and in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Afraid, God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. In peace.